USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Two souls were killed and four others, including a police officer, were injured on Monday in a shooting at Boise Town Square Shopping Center in Boise, Idaho, about 2 p.m. local time. It ended with the lone suspect taken into custody, Boise Police Chief Ryan Lee.
But at this time, we believe that there was only a single shooter involved and that there is no ongoing threat or danger to the community at large from this incident.
The Biden administration froze a $700 million aid package to Sudan after a military coup on Monday threatened to end the country's transition toward democracy. Security forces reportedly used live ammunition during the ensuing demonstrations. TV and radio stations went dark and internet outages were reported. At least three protesters have been killed and dozens wounded. Secretary of State Tony Blinken announced Monday plans for the State Department to create a new Bureau of Cyberspace and Digital Policy. The group will oversee critical and emerging technology threats. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com.
With recent revelations that Dr. Anthony Fauci has been misleading the American people about the Wuhan lab, and now a study by Fauci's NIH has revealed cruelty to many dogs in another study, Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says Fauci needs to be held accountable.
Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said White House Chief Medical Advisor Anthony Fauci needs to be held accountable for funds distributed by the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases toward abusive animal experiments and gain-of-function research Monday.
You can't have mad scientists running around playing God like this and then come to find out what else is Fauci and NIH doing. They're doing cruel experiments on puppies. What they were doing with those puppies is flat out disgusting. It's despicable. That needs to stop.
Dozens of beagles died as a result of the experiments. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Biden administration has been neglecting the southern border since day one of their administration. Border guru Vice President Kamala Harris has done little more than lip service, as an estimated 1.5 to 2 million illegal immigrants have now invaded the country, with more on the way. Representative Mo Brooks, the Republican from Alabama on Newsmax Monday, says we need to fix this problem.
Well, I'm extremely concerned in the context of how much damage is done to American citizens because of this huge tsunami of illegal aliens, not only under the Biden administration, but in prior administrations also. Fortunately, we had a four-year period with President Trump where actions were undertaken to diminish the flow of illegal aliens, but as you've seen, the floodgates are open under Joe Biden. It's going to cost American lives. Most Americans don't realize it, but there are roughly 2,000 dead Americans killed on American soil by illegal aliens each year. You've got another 30,000-plus Americans who die from drug overdoses of deadly narcotics that are smuggled across our poor southern border. And then you've got the adverse economic impacts with the suppression of wages, the loss of jobs to cheap foreign labor. And then on top of that, you've got the tax governmental impact. On average, each illegal alien costs American taxpayers in the neighborhood of $9,000 a year in net tax losses. This is all coming out of the pockets of American citizens who could use that money for themselves. So all of this is troubling, disconcerting, and it's very important that we pay more attention to it and solve the problem.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.